Welcome back to Property School, episode 6, where we are going to look at alternative ways to sell or rent your home and the pros and cons of not using traditional high street estate agents. Can it actually cost you less or even nothing at all? So I'm Lexi Carducci, this is Bali, and my aim is to make property easy to understand and fun, and that's why I bring you Property School. So in Property School, I share with you everything that I know about the property industry as a property finder and a developer, as well as all of the things that I'm learning along the way. Yeah, so to find out more about what I do, I actually did an episode on this last week in episode 5, so go and check that out. I will put a little link to it underneath as well. And also, don't forget that in every episode, I give you a little quiz at the end to make sure that you're listening. So make sure that you pay attention. I will be revealing last week's answer later on in this episode as well. Just a quick intro to Barley. This is Barley, my little dog. She's joining me for this one because I am sat in one of our most recent developments and I want to make sure that she doesn't sit on the rental furniture. So she is under my full control here on my lap today. And these properties that are based in Acton, there are 3 one-beds, there's a studio, there's a 2-bedroom. If you check out my Instagram at Lexi Carducci, there'll be information on there as well because these are for sale. So yeah, back to today's topic. Estate agency in the UK, it's worked the same way, hasn't it, for years. But recently we have had some kind of online companies that are shaking up the way that estate agencies work in these online estate agencies. So they're coming to the forefront, claiming to cost you very little compared to the traditional high street agents. And some even say that you don't have to pay anything at all to sell your house, which is just mad. So let's go through the usual process then of actually selling a house. In one of these videos, I'm going to do like a step-by-step process of the sales. Well, yeah, if you're looking to buy a house, the step-by-step process. But today I just thought I would do a very quick rough guide on the usual way to sell your house, which is through a traditional high street estate agent. So whether that's like a big corporate, like the people that you hear of a lot, like your Savills, your Knight Franks, those kind of estate agency companies. Then there's independent companies who are normally like, they're like a local specialist or just like they have local market presence, I guess, like family run businesses. Then you get franchises. So they're like Winkworth and Fine and Country. And then we have kind of further market disruptors, I guess we'll call them, which are like partnership and affiliate programs almost that are set up to work as like a bit of a partnership. So a bit of a more like freelance basis, kind of going towards the American way. So they're companies such as like Tyron Ash that you might have heard of. They work like the American way of working, which I will go into detail in, well, into more detail in another episode. Tyron Ash, they are really pushing like social media as a form of marketing. And I definitely think change is coming in this kind of, in this sector. I mean, it has to, doesn't it? But you maybe will pay on average using one of these more like traditional estate agents, maybe around 1.5% of the price of your property to sell it. That is their fee that the estate agencies take for selling a property. That's like an average. So somewhere between like 0.75 to 3% plus VAT, might I add, for them to sell your property. You're thinking like, what does that include? So that includes things like a local expert who is your estate agent and works for you to negotiate the best price. You get brand awareness in the area. You get market visibility in the area. You get listings on online property portals, like all the big ones we know of, Rightmove, your Zoopla. Potentially you get a slot in the window of the shop, I guess. They do floor plans. They do photos. They might do videos. They might do 3D walkthroughs if that's something that they are offering at that time. You get someone who knows, I guess, that's what they're an expert in. They can sell the area. You get a board up outside the property. And of course, you get all the connections that those estate agencies might have on their database. So you actually going through it then. I felt like I didn't take a breath. You get quite a lot with it, right? So let's look at that based on a property just above the UK average. So if we take the UK average, it's about 268,000 at the minute. Let's round that up to make life easier and my maths equations easier. We'll round that up to 300,000. So on a 1.5% fee plus VAT, you'd be paying £5,400 on a £300,000 property. If that's what you sold it for, that's what you'd be paying the agent. which is a big chunk of money, isn't it? And then don't forget that you've got all those other extra costs that come into selling property, like your stamp duty and things like that. It all adds up. It really does. And then if we take that on a £1 million property, for example, at 1.5% plus VAT, you'd be paying £18,000. So you can see why these kind of online presence and people saying that we'll sell your home for free or for less is really appealing, isn't it? When you think you can save that amount of money. So now comes along these online agencies. So they don't have an office front. They've got no big overhead costs. They often have like local freelance agents or area specialists, and they have little or no fees. But how are they doing that? How is that possible? That's what I'm going to talk to you about today. And when I say these online agents, they're probably companies that you've heard of already. So like Purple Bricks, like Strike, like Open Rent for Lettings, like Yopa. So we'll go through all of those and what they offer and what their kind of fee structures and prices and everything are. But yeah, I guess the easiest answer to that question is that most of these companies make their money off, well, one off the fees, and then add-ons. So they've got like a one-off fee that they will charge you, and then they will charge you for like add-ons for all the little extra bits. So yeah, so basically selling additional services like professional photography and videos, charging you per viewing, some of them do, or they might charge you for like block viewings or X amount of viewings, or for an agent to do the viewings. They take fees on third-party recommended suppliers, so that's like mortgage services, solicitors, removal companies, anything that's kind of linked to moving house, they might try and get a cheeky little fee on, but why not? That's kind of their business model, isn't it? I think you've got to think of them not as the same business model as estate agents. Like, estate agents make their money from selling your property. These people are making money on like the add-ons and recommendations and referrals to third parties. So kind of you've got to think about putting them in different boxes, if that makes sense. So let's look at these companies individually then, starting with one of the big boys that we all know of, Purple Bricks. They kind of lead the way in this sector. And also, just as a note before I jump into this, actually, please do note that this was filmed in February 2022. So prices, ways of working, I guess they might change over time. We'll see. But please bear that in mind if you are watching this video at a later date or listening to this podcast at a later date. And of course, always check the T's and C's and read the small print. Yes, it's so important, isn't it? Don't forget to ask questions as well. So yeah, so going to Purple Bricks then, let's start with them. They charge a one-off fee of £999 or £1,499 if you're based in London. Yes, VAT is included though on those. For that, you get a dedicated local expert, you get photos, you get floor plans, you get adverts listed on Rightmove and Zoopla, you get a UK-based support team, and then the options that you can add on to that are accompanied viewings, interactive 3D tours in London, advert upgrades, accompanied viewings. So the accompanied viewings package that they offer, they are an extra £500 in London. They're £300 in the rest of the UK. Yeah, you'll notice how all of these companies have figured out that the cost of property in London is so much higher. So a lot of them will raise their prices in London. I get it. I guess if they've got a park, like things like that, there's so much to take into account, isn't there? Anyway, for renting, they have various rates and packages from tenant finding. And then they've got monthly packages on top of that of a let and rent collect service. They've got a fully managed service and a fully managed and protected service. So they've got all these, like, all, that's what I mean by add-ons, like all those extra little bits that they will charge you money for. They also have a money back guarantee at Purple Bricks where the fixed fee is redeemable if no qualifying offer is made within 10 months. Other fees are excluded, and they list all of that, what makes like a qualifying offer in their T's and C's. So moving on to Strike. Strike are the big one who boldly say they will sell your home for free. For free. It's mad, isn't it? Funny enough, I actually went on a viewing with a vendor that was selling their property through Strike just this week. Well, in fact, just today when I'm filming this, but just this week's mad. And when I was... it was very interesting. When I was there, obviously, I was questioning them a lot. So I could do the market research or just the research that I needed for this video. So, yeah, it was interesting to hear their opinions. but people do generally have really good things to say about this. So they have been awarded Online Estate Agent of the Year 2 years running, and they claim to have a request to view a property every 2 minutes, which is mad, isn't it? So you technically can actually sell your home for free. I guess that's the bottom line, isn't it, with them? That's the big question that we were all asking. But where they actually make their money is in these additional extras, such as hosted viewings, marketing boosts, fees for recommending third-party services, such as mortgages and moving services. That's where they make those added extras. So their performance package is £499, which includes professional photo, like a photo video trailer. Sorry, photos are actually included in the main thing, but that's a photo video trailer that's done professionally, and a premium Rightmove listing. Their hosted viewings package is £699, and they say that 60% of people use their optional extras and their referral fees, so that's what they make through like referring you to third-party companies and additional services. They are transparent, so if you do use one of their third-party services or one of their recommendations, they, on like a quote, will quote what they will be getting from that. So it's really transparent. You can see what they are earning from it as well. I'm tempted to like do this because I'd actually quite like to know. So their free services include photos, floor plans, negotiating the sale, although that may not be done by a local area expert, I guess, because a lot of their people, they're not necessarily like based in call centres, but they're like a central team. So you may not find that you get a local area expert with these online agencies. You get marketing on Rightmove, on Zoopla, you get a board up outside the house. But then you've got to think about the things that that doesn't include. So, yeah, you do have to use them as your sole agent, which means you can't put another agent on to instruct your property. So you have to use them as sole agent for 13 weeks. Yeah, so that means in that 13 weeks, you can't instruct anyone else to market your property. So if you wanted to put it on with someone else and, you know, after a few weeks, you think, oh, actually, I want to put it on with someone else. Yeah, you can't. You've got to stick with them as sole agent for 13 weeks. So there's some little pros and cons of that. And by the way, I don't necessarily have an opinion on this. I use these sites myself when I come to renting my properties. So yeah, hopefully this is like an unbiased opinion. Let's look at Yopa now as well. I've done so many viewings through Yopa. They seem to not be as popular in London. I don't know if that's just me, like that hasn't seen them. But when I've done viewings in my hometown of Devon, I've seen them, I've come across them a lot. So Yopa, again, they focus on packages. So prices start from £999 if you pay up front. That's £1,499 in London. Like I said, often in London, prices are more expensive. They claim that you save on average £2,800 with pay up front options. That is based on a typical UK high street agent with a commission of 1.51% and an average UK house price of £256,405. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Their core package is £999, which is £1,499 in London, because they upped that a little bit. That includes pictures, sales boards, an advert on Rightmove and Zoopla, and more of those property portals, a floor plan, a Yopa account, and a dedicated expert. Then their premium package is £13.99. It's £19.99 in London. When I say £13.99, by the way, that's £1,399 or £1,999 in London. Okay, I wish it was £19.99, like £19.99. That'd be great. That is a bargain. anyway, so £1,399 is this premium package in the rest of the UK, and it's £1,999 in London. So this includes unlimited hosted viewings on Right. It includes Rightmove and Zoopla premium listings, and then you get £349 off their recommended partner in broker fees. So they have like a third party recommended broker, and you would receive that off their fees. So yeah. And then the biggest package that they do is the ultimate package, which is £1,999. This isn't actually available as of yet in London. It includes a 360 degree virtual tour, a featured property on Rightmove and Zoopla. So featured compared to a premium, it just means that you get more exposure on that platform. And then you save £290 off Just Move, which is just move-in services. They're like a moving services. And then you save £499 off recommended partner mortgage broker fees, like you did with the other package as well there. So then the other extras that they offer are premium listings for £99. This is if you were doing like the basic one, you could add a premium listing for £99, a featured property ad for £149, and unlimited hosted viewings from £300, and an EPC for £85. So the EPC, if you watched my property jargon episode, by the way, go and search for that. If you don't know what an EPC is, it's an energy performance certificate. So basically it's, yeah, looks at how your, how economical your property is. So yeah, that was looking at them. So moving on to another company, which is called Doorsteps, that you might have heard of. I thought I'd just pick a few of these, by the way, to go through. So Doorsteps was created by teenager Akshay, who actually made his first online sale at just 17, which is insane, whilst still at school. You can actually calculate the savings online, which is really, really useful. So a lot of the other companies that I've mentioned have this too. But on this website, on Doorsteps, it was the first thing that I came across when I clicked onto the website. So I put in a value of £500,000, that being what your property might be worth, £500,000. And then a traditional agent fee of, I put in 1.2%. And that meant that you could save £5,501. So cool. I loved that little thing. I thought that was great. When you first click onto the website, you're like, bang, this is what I can save. So they compare selling your house to selling a car. It's interesting, isn't it? So being in the property industry, I think of selling your house as like a massive deal. It kind of is, I guess. And to some people, it would be like the biggest stress. That's something I'm going to talk about another time. I could definitely digress. But yeah, when you look at it as actually selling your car, you know, you'd sell your car on any site, wouldn't you? So yeah, it's an interesting way of looking at it. Anyway, they have a one-off fee of £499. This is Doorsteps that we're talking about. So for that, you get an expert valuation. Your property is put out on all the portals. You get the negotiation and sales progression support. You get a for sale board that's put outside. But there you go. But I will mention that you do have to do the pictures yourself, and you have to do the viewings yourself for that price. Then for £799, which is their next package, you get a featured spot on Rightmove and a set of professional photos that is done. So this is the price, these prices, that £499, that £799, they are the prices for 3 months, including VAT. And then if your property hasn't sold in that time, you have to relist it. We don't have to, but you can relist it for £499 or instruct someone else or whatever. The add-ons that they offer, they include £749 for hosted viewings. Then they have a list of like optional extras such as mortgages, conveyancing, EPCs and solicitor services. And then finally, let's very quickly look at one of the market leaders in online rentals, which I actually use myself for my properties when I'm renting them out. My boyfriend used to own a lettings agent. He still owns an estate agency called Aston Row in West London. It used to have lettings that they did as well. Now they just do sales, and he sold his lettings book off to a massive agent. So now that he doesn't have the lettings, we do it ourselves through OpenRent, because I guess we kind of know a little bit about what we're doing. So yeah, but if you don't know what you're doing, OpenRent is still very good, because they can offer, again, different packages. So we'll go through those. So yeah, they're different packages. They have a free package, which is where you just get advertised, like you create your ad, it just is advertised for landlords on the OpenRent site. So that's the only place that will go. And that's for free. Then for £29, this is like just creating an ad, basically. This is the one that I use, by the way. So you get that, which is advertising on OpenRent, plus the portals. So that's advertising on Rightmove and Zoopla. Then their top tier is £49, and you get all of what I just mentioned, plus the tenancy creation service. So that's access to an approved draft tenancy agreement to draw up the tenancy. You can add custom clauses, such as a pet clause, a break clause, whatever you might have in your agreed offer. It has like a digital signing thing. They've got rent collection options too. They can register your deposit, so making it all nice and secure. And then some of the extras that they offer in that are £20 per applicant for referencing. So people have to be referenced. In fact, we'll go through this in the renting process, which I will do a video on as well. So £20 per person per that's being referenced. They offer monthly rent collections, they offer gas safety certificates, EPCs, electrical safety certificates, inventories, photos, floor plans, accompanied viewings, insurance, and legal support as well. So they've got loads of little add-ons that you kind of need, I guess, at some point, but you can kind of shop them all in one place, I guess. So ultimately, then, the things to think about when comparing how to sell your property are the following. So the cost of all those added extras that you might need, they really do add up, don't they? Can you really do these things yourself? Like taking the pictures, I know it sounds really simple, but can you take good pictures that kind of really advertise your house well, that have good lighting? Like pictures are so key and important because so many people, I think it's like 97% of people go online to these big property portals to find a property. So you want to have good standout pictures, videos as well. And actually spending the time uploading them and doing all the tech side of it, like that is time consuming and kind of annoying, isn't it? Anything to do with tech, I'm like, oh, but yeah. Do you have the time and the knowledge as well to actually sell your property and do the viewings, or do you even want to do the viewings? Because remember that a lot of people would actually prefer it if the vendor or landlord isn't present, which I kind of agree with. You know, if you want to be honest about a property, you don't want to offend someone. And as a vendor, or maybe not so much a landlord, because I feel like we're not so emotionally involved in properties unless it's been your personal property. But as a vendor, if you've lived somewhere and you're selling your home, it's very personal. So how are you going to feel if people come in and they're like, oh, yeah, don't like that or whatever, and give their honest opinion? People probably actually aren't going to want to give their honest opinion. So it kind of doesn't work either side. And then another point is that the guy that I, when I said that I did the viewing with Strike, he came, he was drove for like half an hour to get to our viewing, which is mad. Do you have the time to do that? Do you have the flexibility to do that? I mean, when I requested the viewing, I requested it at 10 a.m. Not, you know, if you're working or if your lifestyle doesn't fit around that, are you actually going to be able to book in the viewings in the time slots that people want? So just another thing to think about. Also, are you locked into a sole agency? Make sure you check that out as well, because then you won't be able to put your property on the market with anyone else for a certain amount of time. Or check if you sell elsewhere, do you still have to pay their upfront fee? Probably is the answer. And of course, my biggest thing, always, always read those T's and C's and the small print. Please. Yes. So there are other ways that you can sell your house, which I'm going to go through as well, but very briefly. First being good old fashioned word of mouth. You can't go wrong with it, can you? Back to basics. Basically, tell everyone you know. If you're in a desirable area or there's a high demand of people looking to buy at that time, then it actually shouldn't be too hard to pass the word around. I'd think of things like local schools, friends circles, restaurants. You could even go really old school and put up notices in like post offices and shops and community notice boards and things like that, because, you know, even people that are reading those might, you know, it might not be for them themselves, but they might know of someone else. Word of mouth is so powerful. It really is, isn't it? And then another thing that we've seen a lot of recently are raffle houses. I'm not going to go into like massive detail on these because I've done a video on this already on my Instagram with the lovely Jodie from Win with Rafiq. So I'll put a little link below to that as well. But to just cover it very quickly and basically, say that you've got a house valued at £500,000 and you sell raffle tickets for £5. You need to sell at least 100,000 tickets, sorry, which is mad. Who knows 100,000 people? You might have to pay for advertising to get it out there to reach 100,000 people. That is a lot of tickets to sell. And that is just to break even. That's not even to make a profit. And of course, not taking into account all the other costs that might be involved as well. So yeah, there's a lot to think about. There's a lot of rules and regulations around what can be a raffle or a competition. So yeah, definitely do your research. And I'll link that video below in case that is helpful. So yeah. Oh, listen, there's the bell. So that means it is time for it. Well, in each episode, I kind of see how much you've been listening and paying attention. And I ask you a question on today's topic. So yeah, our question today, as we were covering online estate agencies, our question today is multiple choice. So I'm making life a little bit easy for you here. And the question is, how do online agencies make their money? Is it A, they charge a percentage of the sale price, or B, they charge a flat fee and or add-ons? So if you need to rewatch, go and have a little rewatch. And if you need a little think about that, I'm going to give you the answer now to last week's question, whilst you think about this week's question. So last week's episode was all about, well, me and what I do in the property industry. You can find that video as well if you go back to episode 5, have a little look at that. So the question was, in the property industry, other than being a developer and investment landlord, what is my day job title? The answer is property finder. Yeah, so as a property finder, I help other people find their dream homes in London, which is great fun. And if you want to find out more about that, like I said, go and have a look at episode 5. You can catch all of these episodes on IGTV, on YouTube, if you want to watch them. And then wherever you get your podcasts, if you want to have a listen. And I would absolutely love to hear your thoughts on this topic today. So on online agents and your experiences using them. Good, bad, ugly. Let us know. Like, we want an honest opinion. And I know that people are going to ask what my personal opinion is. So it's, I don't know. Who knows? I guess things are changing, aren't they? They are definitely changing in the property sector in the UK. And I think we are going to see a lot of like innovative ways of selling your home. So, yeah. But personally, at the minute, when it comes to sales, particularly sales, because with lettings, like I said, I do use these online agents like Open Rent. But when it comes to sales, I think I would still vote the local high street agent right now. But hey, I'm up to hearing your thoughts. I'm up to being kind of questioned on that and proved wrong, basically. So yeah, well, there you go. Thank you so much for joining in the conversation as well. Check out all the other episodes on Property School, and I will see you in the next episode. Ciao.